here at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting 2013 Trade Talk. With me is Martin Barbary. Gee, you've been president for a little over a month now. So how do you like that?
I enjoy it. It's wonderful being. It's wonderful representing the corn farmers in the United States.
You farm in Carmi, Illinois, so tell me a little bit about how this year was for you.
Oh, this year was, as usual, challenging, but as in agriculture, it's usually rewarding. Last year was a little tough. This year was very rewarding. Obviously, we had the challenges of a wet early spring season and turned into late planting, which, especially in southern Illinois, really becomes a critical concern. But Mother Nature cooperated and gave us a bountiful harvest, and we're really blessed.
Yeah, bountiful. 14 billion bushels. What do you think about that?
It's wonderful. You know, it shows the resiliency of agriculture. Last year we went through a major drought, but we did meet everyone's, you know, we met the needs of our markets. This year we bounced back, and we're going to more than meet those needs. Now we got to find markets for that crop.
So we still don't have a farm bill. What do you think about that? Do you think we're going to get one by the end of the year?
We're still hopeful. We're pressing every day, working with our friends in Congress, trying to get something happening. We realize there's major differences between the two bills on each side of the hill up there, but you know, we finally got it to conference. That's a step forward. So hopefully before the end of the legislative session, which is coming up pretty quick, we're going to get a 5-year farm bill out of that, so producers can plan for the future.
The last time we talked at Farm Progress Show, one of the issues we were talking about was WERDA, and that hadn't moved yet, but it has moved, and that's an important issue for you. And how do you feel like, Fail, at this point that it got through the Senate, got through the House? We're going to go to conference on that. How do you feel?
I think we're moving forward. We're pretty confident we're going to get a good WERDA bill out of conference and get that passed and signed by the end of the legislative session. We still have the same challenge there that we've had in the past. We get authorization, but then we got to have appropriations. That's the main thing. You know, we're still fighting, trying to get a funding mechanism in place that users are going to pay for it. We think that's highly important, and we hope we can get that inserted in there somehow, some way.
The amendment that was added to it by a couple of your representatives there in Illinois, that tell us about that and why this public-private partnership idea to help get the funding to get this thing done.
You know, we're finding even more, you know, you see it in highways in certain areas of the country. It's a public-private partnership that will allow the public to contribute and for their benefit, but at the same time allow private industry to maybe fund it better and make things move faster.
Martin, we got Commodity Classic coming up. It's going to be right around the corner before we know it. You looking forward to that?
Yeah, I'm absolutely looking forward to it. That's really the highlight session of my presidency. And you know, if for nothing else, come to Commodity Classic for the presidential reception. So, you know, that's we're looking forward to that and getting ready to plan all that. But Commodity Classic is a place where a grower needs to go. And, you know, what a more beautiful setting and wonderful setting than San Antonio.
And how do you feel about the announcement of Commodity Classic getting together with AgConnect?
I think it's going to make Commodity Classic grow. You know, we're going to have our 20th annual show year after this in Phoenix. And from that point, it just seems like a perfect time for things to move forward and Commodity Classic to step to the next level.
So you've been here at NAFB for a couple of days. This is like the premier show for our farm broadcasters. And you must have done a lot of interviews here in the last couple of days.
We're racking up the numbers, which is good. That's, you know, it gives us the opportunity to get our message out to the public and to farmers through you guys, and we appreciate all you guys do for us.
Martin, great to see you, and we will see you not too long from now here at Commodity Classic, here at the NAFB Trade Talk in Kansas City. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.